5 years of writing in this space. Much has happened in 5 years. Our family has moved. We have doubled our number of children. We have lost loved ones and gained many more. My writing has improved. I grow more and more into my own writing self as I write each week. My blog has grown, slowly rather than by giant leaps, and I find that this is how it should be. I am, after all, a mommy to 4 very little girls. I find that I am content with my smallness, content simply to write with no expectations for more. Yet sometimes I wonder if God is calling me to more. It is a fine balance, this staying content, to not feel greedy for more while also not being fearful of the same possibility. How well I achieve this high wire act depends on my day and how much sleep I had the night before. In honor of this 5-year mark, and in preparation for sending out my book to be read and judged, next week I will begin a quest for more subscribers, a quest in which I hope you will join me. It will involve giveaways, a few of my favorite things. Perhaps God has more public spaces prepared for these words I write. Perhaps he desires for me to continue writing for just a few. While I suspect that I will feel a bit of relief if smallness is his choice, I only want to remain faithful to him. In the meantime, and regardless of the result, I will continue to practice my art, being faithful to cultivate whatever talent has been given. I will continue to learn how to craft my words, enjoying the beauty of weaving words and visual art together, and enjoying the search for wisdom and understanding that I pray lies beneath my weavings. I will continue to explore this small life around me, as well as the larger culture of the world, in an attempt to love God better. I will write, as I have written every week for 5 years, of the way that God makes all things sacred. I hope that you will continue with me, and I pray that you will be helped by these words. As I end every blogging year, I finish with this prayer. Whatever the reason for my writing, here I am in this space. I will continue to obey, even though it is hard and often causes my heart to feel fear. I will write. God will listen. I pray he will continue to be pleased.